Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast as we continue the His 590 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And we talked that we were going to be in our Remain, Retreat, Rise Up for the next few. And today we're going to be talking about the Remain part of those three. So Joshua 6:3 is our opening verse. March around the city once with all armed men. Do this for 6 days. So that's our verse. Sometimes, you know, we're doing what God has asked us to do, but it doesn't seem like we're making any progress. And when that happens, what should we do? Should we retreat and quit? Should we take matters into our own hands and rise up? And the answer is no. During those, we should simply remain. We should remain in the center of what God is doing, no matter how long it takes. You know, and this is probably one of the hardest things for me to do in life. You know, I desire to see the action, control the situation, take charge. You know, but through scripture and my own experience, I've learned that God moves mightily in the times when we simply remain where he has us and we let him work. And in the scripture we just read, God told Joshua to have the Israelites march around the city for 6 days before engaging in battle. This required the Israelites to remain obedient by continuing to do what God had called them to, even when it didn't make sense or show immediate results. And I remember as I was praying through transitioning out of FCA into ASAF Talks, I knew exactly what God wanted me to do, but I didn't know when he wanted me to do it. As I was geared up to transition in my flesh, I felt God continuing to urge me to remain where I was until the time was right. He knew what he was doing because there were lessons I learned and relationships I built in that last season with FCA that I couldn't have done without. And that wouldn't have happened had I not remained where God had me for a season. So sometimes God calls us into something, but it's not his time yet. And in those seasons, we must trust and remain. So the end goal when we remain is continued trust and dependence that God is the one in control of the situation, not us. You know, as we've mentioned before, sometimes God wants us to learn to trust him in a season before he leads us out of that season. The command for the Israelites to wait was to learn to depend on God. It was a command to his people to remain in his presence. And that lesson is still true today. You know, what situation are you going through now that you must remain steadfast in and wait on God to reveal himself? Life brings us a lot of instances that we can't control or work our way out of. We can't quit either. We must remain in the situation and do what God has called us to do until he moves. And after all, it's impossible to produce spiritual fruit unless we remain in him. So our closing verse today, John 15:4. Remain in me and I in you. Just as a branch is unable to produce fruit by itself unless it remains on the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me. So sometimes we remain, sometimes we retreat, sometimes we rise up, but it's about doing what God has called us to do when he has called us to do it. See you next time.